Kurt, what Des Moines sounds like.
Star 102.5.
Well, a simple tweet. When a guy confessed that his dad, who is 68, had never had a sub sandwich before. He had had many sandwiches before, but nothing of the 6-inch or 12-foot variety.
Really?
He had never had it in a long form.
Sure.
It was always the typical sandwich.
Right.
And so then Twitter exploded with the things that, you know, everyone else has done, the ordinary things, but now you might be secretly proud of. Like, hey, I have never done this.
I've never done this or had that.
Mm-hmm. A woman chimed in that she is 37, and she had never pumped her own gas. Not once since she got her driver's license at the age of 16.
How is that possible?
That's she never had to. She
Maybe does it depend on what state she lives in? Because isn't it in some states, like, someone else has to pump your gas?
No, it's not that. She hasn't.
Oh, okay. It's not that.
She's always had someone that will do it for her. It was her dad for a while.
All right.
She's traveling. She always travels with somebody else. But she's never had to touch a gas.
That's pretty unusual.
That sure is.
Yes.
I mean, she's
for
been driving
21
for
years.
280-1025.
That's more shocking than not having a sub sandwich.
I think so, too.
Because
they're both pretty shocking. But
yeah.
Never having to pump your own gas.
Mm-hmm. And the gentleman's dad said that he is very proud that he's never gonna have a sub sandwich. He's gone this long and now it is a bad
He's not even gonna try.
He doesn't want one. He doesn't want one.
Okay.
I guess you gotta die on some hill.
Right? I will not have the sub. No, thank you.
Okay. 280-1025. How about you? Listening this morning. Is there something you've never done, never eaten? Made it all this way in life. Never done it.
I don't think I have anything. I think I've done everything.
Of course you have.
Yes. I mean, Colleen, you have done everything. You have seen everything. You have tasted everything. And you have the best of it all.
I'm just saying.
Or the
really
worst of it all, depending on the consequences.
Exactly.
Maybe you just have very little imagination. And you can't think of anything.
Right.
That I haven't done?
Yeah.
Your long-term memory's gone.
I would put myself in that category, that there's a lot I haven't done, and I'm so disinterested, I can't think of any. I don't know. I'm not a bucket list kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we're talking about things that most people,
right,
we're not talking about, like, well, I've never skydived. Well, most of us haven't skydived.
I understand, right. But yeah. I've met people who have ordinary things on their list, like things I've never done, want to do this year.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, like, my friend said that her mom had never been to, like, an IHOP.
Okay.
She came into town from California. Mm-hmm. She was going to be 70. And she was like, well, that just came on my something to do before 70 bucket list. So they went.
Oh,
so they went to IHOP.
There you go.
You know, that would count. Yeah.
Okay.
Over the weekend, my daughter and I, we walked across a couple of the bridges down across the river.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I don't know if I've ever walked across the river. I've driven.
On a bridge?
On a bridge.
You never done
it? I was trying to think even like Old Nightfall in the Rivers, if I've ever walked across the Court Avenue Bridge.
You had to. You had to.
I don't know if I have. Maybe I have. I couldn't remember for sure, but I know. I'm like, I think this is the first time I've ever walked across the river, like the pioneers.
Yes. Just, yes.
That's what
But I've never done that
say.
Before.
Right.
All right.
Like the pioneers.
And it wasn't that tough. Don't get what all that complaining was about.
All right, Kate, what is it?
Well, I have never had a hot dog.
Really?
And I know that sounds strange because, like, kids eat hot dogs all the time.
Right.
But even when I was a kid, my mom wouldn't let me have them. And now that I'm an adult, I just think they're gross. Like, there's no telling what's in them. It's some kind of, like, I mean, they say all beef, but you don't really know.
Uh-huh.
And, like, when you get it somewhere out, it's like the hot dog water is just sitting there, and who knows what could get in there. It's just so gross to me. I don't understand it.
Oh, yeah. I love it when you go to those places where they're selling it out of the crock pot.
Yes.
You know, and then, it's in water.
Yes.
So.
Oh, God.
Now, okay, but have you been to baseball games?
Yes, I have been to baseball.
Never had it.
Popcorn fan.
Popcorn. Okay.
Popcorn
never had
fan.
An interest
right.
in grabbing a dog at a base because that's. I'm not a huge fan either. But when I go to a game, I feel like I want one.
Yes.
Right.
You know, I don't
fits.
Know what that
it
is.
Fits,
even just
it's
like
good.
Now, the smell grosses me out. So, like, I mean, I enjoy a baseball game for sure, but I just cannot do it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Not do the hot dog.
Never had a hot dog.
Okay. Thanks for the call. You have a great day. Appreciate it.
Relying on lots and lots and lots of caffeine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Star 102.5.